Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 650-389-1111. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. I'm Sharad Kutin, with me, Tan Chung Han. And on the line, we have Marvin Kaur, analyst with Alliance DBS Research.
Good morning, Marvin. All right, KL Kapong, let's talk about them. Net profit rose 72% on year in the first 3 months of 2017. What do you think were the factors driving those gains?
Hi, morning, Han. Thanks for having me on. Just one thing I suppose I want to highlight before going into that. The 72% growth is a net profit. So this does take into effect some of the non-cash item, including some fair value gains and Forex translation. But stripping this out, core profit growth was still 36%, still a very strong quarter. So there are two key reasons that we see driving this year-on-year growth. The first of which was the CPO average selling prices. KLK did get roughly average selling prices of near 3,000 ringgit per metric ton. So that's a 36% increase year on year. And at the same time, production growth was pretty strong, namely on the back of recovery from the weather impact last year. So their fresh fruit bunch or FFB production was 18% higher year on year. And their total CPO production was 12% higher year on year as well.
Now, do you think that earnings momentum, you know, will be sustained into this quarter? And what's your earnings outlook for KL Kapong for the rest of the year?
The thing about CPO prices is that they did come down somewhat in April, but they have since rebounded in May. So they are averaging near the 2,800 ringgit per metric ton level. So this is still higher year on year. And we continue to see a production recovery, basically from the weather impact. So overall, on a year-on-year basis, 3Q FY17 is still looking pretty strong. On a full-year basis, we're expecting core profit growth to be roughly 17%. So still a pretty good year for them.
Now, while you cite the 2,800 average price for April for palm oil futures, but I'm looking at the board right now, palm oil futures most active contract, about 2,600 though. So perhaps May might be a bit of a spanner in the works. We'll have to wait and see. So, given that it is still relatively, off from that near 3,000 ringgit CPO prices for the first quarter, what's your outlook on palm oil prices as a whole?
Yep, our outlook on palm oil prices still remains relatively neutral. You rightly pointed out that the futures prices are looking a little bit low. I think most people are expecting further production recovery throughout the year. But at the same time, we do know that there is the Ramadan effect, in the increase in demand. So we'll probably see a little bit of a possible shrinkage in terms of total inventory level. So we think this will help support prices.
Also, there's talk of heightened El Nino risk weighing on production in the second half of 2017. Now, are you pricing that in, especially into KL Kapong's output and earnings?
For the chances of a new El Nino, actually, we think that's relatively slim. The Australian Bureau of Meteorology's Southern Oscillation Index actually has not passed the critical threshold. But at the same time, we think it's important for people to note that the El Nino of 2015 quite often has a laggard impact, up to 2 years later. So that is something we have factored in terms of the production impact for most of the companies. But that said, given the low base last year, we are still expecting its total production growth to hit roughly 12% for this financial year.
All right, last but not least, you have a hold call on KL Kepong with a target price of RM22.75. Right now, I'm looking at KL Kepong. It is at RM24.92, up about 0.65%. So what's the rationale for your hold call there?
Yep, well, our target price is derived using the discounted cash flow methodology. So based on that, we do not see that much upside for the stock right now. So that's kind of the basis of our cold call. But at the same time, we do think, you know, dividends could increase this year, especially for its second half payout, given that we're expecting a growth in net profit. So at the same time, that's justifying the hold call.
Thank you so much for speaking to us. That was Marvin Kaur, analyst with Alliance DBS Research. And now, Gu Su Chuang speaks to Dodge Dorlin, chief investment officer with Lendon & Fuse Capital Managers in New York.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys. A partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.